I'm pulling away from the curb. We all know what that means. It's time for another drive to work. And it was my kid's last day, Adam and Sarah's last day of school. So we came to see them out. But now we are headed to the to work because Rachel and I are about to go to VidCon. So Rachel, say hi.
Hi.
Anyway, what I realized was we're about to go to my work, so one of my coworkers can drive us to the airport. But I just dawned on me this morning that this was the last time that I think Rachel and I are going to drive to work together. So we decided to do one last podcast. Hooray. So one last, we're going to do a Replies with Rachel. And that is a mailbag column where you guys write in, and then Rachel and I answer your questions. So as a final, before Rachel goes off to college, as a final time, we thought we'd do a last Replies to Rachel. So the way it works is, I posted on my Twitter, asked for questions. We got a bunch of questions, which are printed up in front of Rachel. She gets to pick whatever question she wants. She'll read it aloud, and then she and or I will answer, depending on what the question is. And we'll do that till I get to work. That's order of the day. Okay, so Rachel, why don't you start with the first question?
Okay, so if I pronounce any of these names wrong, so Spurs Dice Rolling at SGJMC Gowan said, how do you think being a game designer has affected your dad's parenting? How do you do anything different?
Well, how does that, any effect?
We don't take as many trips. Like, you told us, like, you took, like, a lot of trips and stuff, but then obviously you had family, and then you, like, took
right,
less,
I traveled less. I traveled less.
Trips.
I used
how
to travel
many,
a lot.
How many trips do you do now?
I tend to do two a year now. When Adam and Sarah were born, the deal I struck with your mom was that I would only travel twice a year. There's a few exceptions, but usually I only travel twice a year.
And what are those two things normally?
Well, usually one of them is San Diego Comic-Con, because I do love San Diego Comic-Con. And the other, like this year I went to Grand Prix Las Vegas. Last year I went to HasCon. The year before that, I don't remember where I went. I mean, I usually pick some event. The people at Wizards know that I don't do a lot of traveling, so they kind of know they have an event to talk to me about, and so there's some jockeying to figure out what the event should be.
I don't think that's the only thing, but typically it's pretty, like, if you're ever gone for something, it's typically just, like, a normal day, except mom doesn't want to cook, so she'll just take us out to different restaurants. That's the only thing that changes.
That's true. Well, you also get to buy lunch at school. That's what.
Oh, yeah, we could buy lunch.
Normally, I make lunches for the kids, and so when I'm out of town, they just look. Laura says, buy lunch at school. And then dinner. Well, I'll take you over dinner. So the funny thing is she makes dinner when I'm home, so I'm not sure why my absence makes her not make dinner. But,
I guess just, so. I would say food stuff, but then there's only four of us, so.
Yeah.
And then anything else is sort of, like, affected? Because mostly it's the traveling, I think.
I mean, here's the thing that I think affects, maybe you just don't think about it, is our parties.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're very exuberant. That's just you generally.
No. But what I mean is, one of the things we do at parties is we design games for the parties.
I guess, but it's not like, I mean, it's like charades, picture. I mean, like, what's like the most, like, complicated game you had to design for a party?
Well, I do the game show on the cookie party.
I know that. Yeah.
And I mean, and that's a series. I mean, some of them are things like charades, but some of them are also brand new, made up. So, but anyway, I don't know how.
I guess that helps. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really sure what being game designer, how it impacts you guys.
There's not too much.
Yeah, not too much. I mean, I make games for parties.
Yeah.
I use my gaming skills for parties.
There's a related question down here.
Okay.
By a different person named Dominic Jablonski at Dirt Dom 90, who said, did your dad use a lot of Magic the Gathering slang when you were growing up? Slang? Like, I know, like, you're confusing, like, our lingo. Like, if you're, like...
Well, I mean, there is slang. Like, I don't use it with you guys.
I know, because mom's going to do that thing where, like, no one doesn't need to do what you're saying. Like...
Yeah, if you've ever heard me with other Magic players just chatting, you might go, what are they talking about? But I don't use that language at all.
Yeah. You're confused about our slang. Like when Sarah and I talk sometimes, like, what's, like, the slang you've been, like, most confused by?
Well, you guys use teenager slang that I don't know, but...
What if we taught you?
Well, the one that Blogger talked about was so funny was we were on a family trip, and somehow we got onto the topic of slang that the kids use, mm-hmm. and then ended up making a comic. Remember this?
I think you showed me.
I made a comic where I said, what is it, like, I'm in Fleek with the dink memes or something like that.
Oh, that was a funny one.
And you're like, thanks, Blog Dog.
I'm in Fleek with the dink.
Yeah, I asked Blog Dog to give me teen slang so I could use teen slang with you.
That was funny.
Anyway.
Fleek is worse. Dank memes is more like internet-y, but like, that's fine. Okay, all right. Barracius, it's like B-A-R-R-A-C-I-U-S.
Okay.
Barracius, I don't know. Says, what was both of your most memorable moments from Rosewater Game Night? And Rachel, do you plan to continue the tradition when you're off to college? Our most traditional game. Oh, I remember. I forget where this was. We have like a 5-minute video.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
We have like a 5-minute video of you and Sarah. I forget when we were doing this.
Okay, so first off, wait, before we get to that, like I said, for those who don't know, Rosewater Game Night is on Friday nights. We play games.
Yeah. And we also have movie nights and stuff.
And Saturday's movie night at the Rosewater Movie Night. Yeah. So we have fun at the Rosewaters. So we play different games. We play more party games and stuff. It's less core games, a little more party-ish games.
It's fun on the holidays. We get new games.
Yeah, we get new games on the holidays. Okay, so one day we were doing something. I think Sarah came up with this. Was a game where you put a cookie on your forehead,
and then you
have to be the first person to get it from your forehead to your mouth.
But the trick was that you guys were lying down on the ground, because usually people are like standing up so they can like tilt it, but you guys were lying like on the ground.
Right. So Sarah challenged me. This was during a family game night. Sarah challenged me, so I said okay, and then Laura decides to film it. I don't know why she decided to film it, but anyway. It took me so long to get that cookie in my mouth.
No, it's 5 minutes, and you think it's only funny for the first minute, and then it just keeps getting funnier, and you don't know. That's the magic of this video. The magic of the video is it's so long, and you don't expect it to be funny for that long, but then it's really funny. Because you keep laughing, and then your face turns red, and then you get nowhere. You just laugh and laugh, and the cookie gets nowhere.
If I say to you, watch me for 5 minutes try to get a cookie from my forehead to my mouth, you wouldn't think that would be funny for 5 minutes?
Well, you just keep laughing, but then your face gets red, and then you do nothing. Like, Sarah got it in, like, 30 seconds to a minute, and you're just sitting there laughing like you are right now, where your face just squinches up, and, like, you don't move, and you're in, like, paralyzed shock.
We've watched that video so many times.
Other than that, I remember the one time we were drawing, like, we did, like a drawing game, and we said to draw a hamburger, and you just draw a baguette, and we just, like, roasted you for that. Like, that's a baguette. And you're like, that's a hamburger. We're like, no, Dad, it's a baguette.
It was a hamburger.
It was not a hamburger.
It was a patty.
It was a very long, wide, stretched hamburger.
It was a hamburger.
It was a patty. It was a baguette.
If you take a hamburger and draw it, like, the same size as a baguette, they're not that far apart.
Yeah. I think that's our most... I don't think it's going to be more memorable than the
I mean, one of the things that's a lot of fun is that we will try a lot of different games and get new games. I mean, we replay games that we enjoy.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's interesting is the way it works is we play two games every Rosewater Family Game Night, one of which is picked by one of the kids and one of which is picked by one of the parents, which is usually me. and so then we rotate through the kids, and different kids like different games, and so...
My favorite types of games are like party games, like the ones I bring with my friends. Like, I like playing Red Flags. There's a game called What Do You Mean, which is funny. There's Super Fight. There's the classic Cards Against Humanity. There's Joking Hazard, made by the guys who made the Cyanide and Happiness comics. That's a funny one. And I asked if I plan to continue the tradition when I'm off in college. I am going to a much artsier school, so they have more of an inkling to hopefully participate in game nights.
Well, you're taking games with you, right?
I'll take games with me, yeah. I mean, hopefully, yeah.
Because the way that
I'm going to be living in my dorm is I'm going to be living with a bunch of other people, more than one person. I have my own separate bedroom, but we're all sharing a common living space. Yeah. So perhaps there will probably be a good chance for people to play games with. So
yeah. Okay. Next question.
Mark Chatra at 09M Chatra. I was pronouncing these right. I feel like a very bad teacher. Says, what's your favorite story of your dad's pseudo-fame? Pseudo-fame? What's that mean?
I would like to say it's actual fame.
I'm only famous in a small group.
Yeah,
so you're only famous when people actually know, like, who you are. Like, when you go to, like, a game store, when you go to, like, a specific, like, magic convention, then you're noticed. If you're anywhere else, I think people really like saying.
Okay, so what's your favorite story of my...
I remember this one time we went to this game place that was called, like, the Castle Game Stuff or whatever, and... Some dude was just, like, freaking out over you, and I was, like, kind of young, and I remember just some dude was freaking out, but you were like, oh my god, Sarah Grossman, they go to the back room, like, oh my god, and just, like, running around, like, the game store, and I was just, that's the only one I remember, because I don't think there was anything crazy in there. There was some dude just freaking out, like, this game shop, and I was, like, shoulder shrug.
What I find is, so, normally what happens is, I would say about 99% of me being recognized is when I'm in the vicinity of where someone might be playing the game. I'm at a game store, I'm at a game convention, you know, but there's that 1% where, like, I'm just in random places out in the public.
Yeah.
Were you there at the movie theater when the guy who got us the popcorn recognized me?
How old was I?
I don't remember how old I It was a while ago.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, I remember Sarah seems to be the one that's most tickled when people recognize me, but...
Like, she's most, like, embarrassed, or...
No. Here's the other thing, by the way, is when we go somewhere, my kids like to out me. Like, I'm, you know, like, hey, do you know who this is? I'm like, you don't need to tell people.
I don't do that. That's Adam's.
Adam likes doing that.
Yeah. I don't do that.
Okay, be fair. Okay, that's to more, be fair. More an Adam thing.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay, B_Links@TheBeardedLink says, good luck with college. It's not as hard as it seems. Smiley face. What would you, Rachel, change in magic and why? Basically, it's a question about what you like and dislike in magic. Smiley face. I mean, I don't know that much about magic. Like, you tried teaching it to me, and I was like, maybe?
I did teach you, but you never really took
it. Yeah, I grew out of it. What would I change in magic and why? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of characters you guys have made.
Well, what would make magic more likely to draw you in?
I mean, you guys do weird different worlds because you guys are like pirates and dinosaurs. And I'm like, okay, that's fun. I mean, that seems cool. I think you guys have apps, right? You guys have apps you guys are making, right?
We could have more apps than we have.
Yeah, like I said, like Pokemon Go. Like, I don't get Pokemon at all. And the Pokemon Go came out and I was like, nah, I'm not doing this because I don't understand Pokemon. And then I watched this YouTube video where some YouTubers are like, they were playing it. And, like, you know, they're not very good at games either. So they were playing it, and I'm like, oh, this is easy. And then I tried playing it myself, and it's much, much simpler than the normal thing. Because you just walk around to locations, you tap on them, and you get the little balls, and then you just catch little creatures. I like naming my creatures after human names.
Okay.
I just name them, like, Eric, or, like, Paul, or something. Although, the only exception I have is, you know, the little, I don't know how much you know about Pokemon, but you know the little eggs that are, like, cracked and stuff?
Yeah.
I call them the Brady Brunch.
Brady Brunch.
Brunch. Okay. Not Bunch. Brunch. Because they are brunch. Eggs.
Because they're eggs. Okay.
So, I think if you guys made an app to make things, like, slightly easier, then if you made things more, like, interactive. Ooh.
So, you want an alternate,
Sorry, I'm coughing a lot. But, wait, do you guys do, like, the people ever, like, LARP your situations?
We don't have a lot of LARPing, but...
You should. More live-action things.
More live-action. We do
more,
a cosplaying.
More interactive stuff. You guys... Okay, well, you have Hasbro. We don't have a magic, like, convention, like, in itself. You have, like, a section in, like, Hasbro.
I would love to do a magic convention.
You should. I think you have enough people. Like, I think you guys have enough audience.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool to have a magic con.
That'd be fun.
Do you know what cosplaying is?
I know what cosplaying is, yeah.
Okay, so we have a lot of cosplayers. Not I know LARPing, a lot of...
Yeah, you show me pictures constantly. We get back to the trip, you're like, there's this cosplayer.
Yeah.
I know a cosplay.
I was just at GP Vegas, and...
Yeah, whoever was that robot
dude? Yeah, Karn. The guy
that
was Karn.
That was the dopest thing.
That is an amazing costume.
The Iron Giant.
It's like 12 feet tall. God. It's amazing.
Man. So that's why, like, this is... I'm saying we're going to VidCon now, and, like, I was going to think about doing cosplaying, but the people were, like, actually good at it, so I'm like, nah, I'll sit back and I'll watch, because I don't have the time or the money.
Okay, what's the next question?
From Daniel Hoffman at DJ Hoffma. It says, do any of your friends play Magic? And if so, how they get into the game? And do they know who your dad is?
is that for you? Some of my friends play Magic.
Sorry, I'm coming. Some of your friends play Magic. Yeah, well, a lot of my friends are nerds, so they kind of do. There are some people who did connect my last name. They're like, oh, yeah, since it was your dad's Mark Rosewater. Because it's very, like, unique standing last name.
Yeah.
So, on the occasion that if they are a Magic nerd... And they happen to
Magic
know my
player.
Last name.
Thank
Magic
you very much.
Player. It's very intricate. Like, it's a very intricate game. But if someone knows Magic and they happen to know, like, my last name and stuff, then sometimes they'll ask. I've had that asked, like, you know, a couple times. But you always like helping out to do stuff. Like, you went to my fifth grade classroom and you gave a presentation. You went to the career fairs and did your presentations. You gave, you know, supplies and little, like, extra things to friends and clubs and, you know, like, things like that. So... Yeah. You like helping out where you can, so that's always really nice.
Okay, next question.
Okay, from Evan George at RAG, and it's like RAGN Elbrus ELBRUS21. I don't know if that's it. Okay, so to Rachel, how do you define a game? How do I define a game? I don't know, just gonna like, obviously, 6 minutes. I think a game is something with like, it's competition. Whether it is you versus a player, many people versus many people, you versus yourself. It's someone against someone. Like, conflict.
Okay.
And you're trying to compete. I mean, there's many different ways you could do it, like board games and card games and apps. I mean, it's a competition of some sort. I would like to think of smarts. Sometimes it's of luck. most of the time, stuff smarts.
But okay, so you're going against somebody else, so that could be yourself, and there's skill, but sometimes there's luck.
I'm
going to ask something, and you tell me whether it's a game or not.
Okay. It's like the whole, like, there's a hot dog.
Okay, is chess a game?
Yeah.
Is Candyland a game?
Yes, but very basic. You are playing against other people. Okay. But that one's more luck, because that one you're drawing cards.
Yeah.
There's not skill. That's what I'm saying, it's one of the games that's more based on luck. Like, I guess you're playing against someone else. If it's all luck, then, like, debatable or not. Super, like, Candyland's not a game, because there's no skill in Candyland. Yeah, that's because it's like a four-year-old's game.
Is baseball a game?
Yes.
Is a race a game?
Yeah, because you're competing against someone else.
Okay. Is solitaire a game?
You're playing against yourself, right? To try and get, like, the fastest time or to complete it. Sometimes you can't complete it. That's the most annoying thing.
Okay. Is packing a suitcase a game?
If you are racing against time, if you would like to beat your personal record, the airline, they
charge you if you pack too much. So you're trying to make sure that you don't pack more. Like, we try not to pack more than 50 pounds in our big suitcase.
Yeah, beat the system.
So your definition is pretty broad.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's competing. Like, I mean, there's some stuff like Candy, people are like, they're not a game because it's like, you know, based on luck. There are some games, I guess, based on luck. And then don't play those games if you don't like
games. Yeah, I did a whole podcast. The reason they asked, I did a whole podcast and an article all about how I defined a game. Yeah. I was not as broad as you.
And then it's asked, and then the same person asked to you, okay, what advice do you have for college students?
What advice do I have for college students?
Tell them the advice you gave me at my graduation party. What was the advice you gave me at my graduation party?
Oh, the advice I gave you at my graduation party was get enough socks and underwear so that you can go a month without having to do your laundry. That was one of my big discoveries at college. Yeah. What makes you have to do laundry more often is not having enough socks.
I had a graduation party, and you said that mom said always trust your gut and call home. And I had various friends, people sign on. I know Michael Ryan, one of our friends. He said he was talking to me about the Folgers commercial where that guy during like Christmas break like comes home, but he hasn't told anyone he's coming home. And, like, his little brother or something sees him. He's like, shh, like, be quiet. And he goes into the house and he makes coffee. And everyone smells the coffee. And they wake up and they're like, you're home. And he was like, it's like that. So don't come home on Thanksgiving break. Come home on winter break so they'll miss you more. And my mom was so up in arms about this. Yeah, like, she was like, out. She's like, you miss Thanksgiving break. I'm like, I know. My arm is going to be chopped off by this Thanksgiving break.
My advice about college is, I think the college is an opportunity to really sort of discover who you are and really do your own thing, and you got to make a lot of decisions and you're on your own. Just remember that doesn't mean you can't get help from people. That doesn't mean you can't reach out. You know, just because you're on your own doesn't mean that you still can't have people help you. And I think sometimes people, when they go out on their own for the first, sort of feel like it's all on them and they get overwhelmed. So don't get overwhelmed. Okay, what's your next question?
It says this is not a question, but it's from Thomas at Swim, Try, Fly, like Trifly, Try,
okay,
Fly.
Okay, not a question. Okay.
It says, no question. It was a pleasure to meet you, and good luck in college in the future. My impression is that your dad is as much an inspiration to you as he is to all of us, and that's so cool. Just make sure to blaze your own path and try not to recreate his.
So this is someone you met or someone I met?
I don't know.
It sounds like he met you, but where would he have met you?
He met me? Where?
Where would he have met you? I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Maybe he met me.
I'm with you. I'm your child.
I meet magic players all the time.
Okay, but, well, I'll be
okay,
sure.
Okay, well, thank you for the kind
blaze
words.
Blaze my own path.
Thank you, Thomas, for the kind words.
Thank you. Okay, from Oliver S. Tormey, at Oliver T101 says, with an alternative name, you could be a superhero.
Alliterative name.
Sorry. I thought they just, like, misspelled it. Alliterative name, you could be a superhero. What would your power be? We talk about the alliterative name.
Alliterative means it starts with the same sound.
I know what alliterative means, but do we have to make a name for a superhero?
No. What he's saying is, a lot of secret identities of superheroes.
Oh.
Peter Parker, Bruce Banner,
Storm,
Matt Murdock. They have alliterative
names. Except for my middle name, it's Emily, so that's not really.
I understand, but the first and second, you have a name that could be a superhero name.
That's what I always get the question, like, what would your superpowers be? I hate such basic questions, so I never know what to say, and I got to think about it for a while. I got to think for, like, months on end.
I read comic books. I'm ready for this kind of question.
Yeah. Well, I saw this one thing online that says the power to change probabilities.
Like, the power to change
probabilities? Yeah, it's like, what's the probability I'm going to get $1 million? Boom, make it 100. What's the probability my bathtub's going to fill back and change?
So there's a superhero that actually has a power to mess with probabilities. Do you know what the superhero is?
Probability Man.
Her name's Scarlet Witch.
Now, in the movies,
she has more like
Elizabeth Olsen, right?
Yes, but in the movies, they give her more like telekinesis in the movies.
I was gonna say she flies, like she's not.
Well, she has telekinesis in the movies. That's the power
that's
I picked.
That's lame. She couldn't.
The problem is she has in the comics she has what's called hex power, where she gets a mess with probabilities.
Yeah,
and, but it's no one understands
like,
it.
She
so.
Called it to the. Could have fought Thanos with that. Are you kidding me?
Well, she's fighting. Even in the movie, she's
and they took
powerful.
Out the probability. What's the percentage you're gonna win? Boop, 0%. She could have won.
The movie got completely differently.
She could
have. Maybe not expecting spoilers for Avengers Infinity War, but okay. What's
you have to see it by now. This is going to come out like in 2 months,
it's like
right?
8 months, yeah.
8 months.
In fact, this should come out about right before you actually go to college.
Okay, if you haven't seen Infinity Wars by now, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Get on that. Okay, Nanya Business. Nanya Business at iFeasting says, what could Wizards of the Coast do to get more females interested in the game?
Okay.
What's your current demographic right now for players and employees?
It depends how you measure. Like, one of the things is we've done different pollings and different means, and it's somewhere between 15 and 35, depending on sort of who you ask and how you count. The more digital stuff you include, the higher the more women are play. So, but anyway, we're not quite sure. I mean, we've been doing polling. But anyway, somewhere between 15 and 35.
How do you get females interested in the game? I don't know. What gets females interested in normal video game stuff? Like, I'm not even interested in video games just, like, as just a human. Like, I don't know what gets females interested
in
games.
But you like games.
I like just dance. I like the dancing games. I like Wii Sports. Sword fighting.
Okay, but what I'm saying is there anything you could think of? Like, is there anything that Magic could do that would make you more inclined to play Magic?
Specifically for females, I was saying before for just people in general, just make more like cool like live action-y stuff, make more events and do that. For females specifically, I don't know, because then otherwise, I don't know. I mean, make more female characters, make more diverse characters, hire more female employees, like, you know, the things you're doing already.
Yeah.
You're doing a fine job. I don't think there's anything else I could really add on that much.
Okay.
Okay.
Next question.
Kelso Tavra, and there's no ad symbol, but it asks, so to Rachel, do you intend to pursue a career in game design? No.
I am following,
however, on your original path, because before you were a game designer, you wanted to be a screenwriter.
Yes.
So I am following along in that path of thinking about, like, writing and directing for, like, film or TV. I'm a little student in theater. You didn't really study theater, but, like, you did theater.
I did a lot of theater. I didn't study theater. I did a lot of theater.
I could study it, depending. We're gonna see. But I'm following more on your original path. I do not think I will follow on your same path of, you know, going to Hollywood doing stuff. And they're like, hey, come help with this game. And they're like, okay, so. I think I'm going to follow on the path of game design. I could follow on the path of media, communication, writing path. Your original path.
My original path.
Your original path.
Well, maybe you'll go down my original path and you'll end up in game design. That's what I did.
That'd be interesting. Okay. Let's see. Lucian of Samosata. Am I pronouncing that right?
What's your
opinion of the color purple? I have not seen the musical. I've heard it's good.
Okay. It is fun when someone asks you a magic question and you answer in a complete nonsense.
For those of you who don't know, The Color Purple is a musical.
Well, Color Purple is a book that got made into a movie that got made into a musical.
But the musical is actually coming to the Paramount Theater. Oh, we're doing a camp, and the leader of my camp has a friend who's doing the tour of The Color Purple. She's coming to teach the kids some stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what they're asking about.
Not like the actual Color Purple, though. The Color Purple, like the actual like Color Purple is like really cool. What is? I thought it was about like the actual color.
Do you want to know what the question's actually asking?
Fine.
Okay. Magic has five colors.
That purple's none of
them. Now, hold on. The five colors are white, blue, black, red, and green.
I know that.
So, over the years, we've talked about making a sixth color. And for some reason, the color it's default become purple. Like, if we made a sixth color, it'd be purple.
What would it be?
Well, that's why we haven't made it yet, because what would it be?
Space.
Space.
Space. You have fire, forest, water, hell, sky, space. Make space. Well, you already have the sky, but you could go like space or lake.
I like your breakdown of the colors.
What?
I like your breakdown of the colors.
What? Yeah, fire, forest, water, hell, sky, space. I'm okay. Not wrong.
Well, what is it? Like sky. Sky, by the way, is more blue than white. White has a sun, but that's for like light.
What's white? Is white like heaven?
Well, white's like order and wants peace and wants the good of everybody.
But it's
and
the sky, right?
Well, sure, it's the sun in the sun.
But blue's the water, right?
Well, blue, sure. Yeah, you're looking at the mana symbols. Blue, the color of blue is the color of air and water, the elements of air
then
and water.
What is white?
White is about healing and protection.
So white's like nothing.
And light, what?
White?
No, white's not nothing.
No, they all have like their specific like things. Well, like, you have fire for red, and it's all like, you know, like
right. Well, white's
chaos.
About light. White's about light.
Red's like chaos. Blue is like smart. Green is like nature.
Yeah.
Black is like just darkness.
Okay. And then white is lightness. Like white. Yeah.
Purple can be space.
Purple can be space.
It can be space.
You heard it here, guys. Purple can be space.
Has no one suggested this?
I don't think, when we made, there's a set called Planar Chaos, which was like this alternate reality set.
Yeah.
And we actually toyed with the idea of doing purple. And I think the two things we talked about purple being with either city. Representing kind of like
city.
Civilization or cave. Those are two things we talked about.
Space.
I would not talk space.
Why?
Okay. Well, not. Because we didn't have you to bring up space, we didn't know.
What would space be, though? Like, just, like, because I know, like, red
so
like
it would have, like, stars?
Red is, like, destruction, right?
Well, red is about emotion and following your passion, and it's got the elements of fire and
black,
fire and earth. Black is about selfishness, about gaining power at all costs.
What would space be? Space would be...
The final frontier.
What would space be? Because on the badness scale, black is, like, bad. But on the goodness scale, white is good, right?
Well, I mean, white is the color that cares about morality. So, like, white is the more goody two-shoes color.
So white's, like, lawful good. And black is, like, chaotic evil.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Oh, very good.
I know.
Although,
that's a meme format that I know it from.
The funny thing, though, is red is a little more chaotic evil and black would be a little more lawful evil, but... Black likes warping the systems to do what it wants.
Oh, so red is like...
Red is more chaotic.
Okay.
I mean, red...
And black's not evil, but like...
Right. By the way...
Like, we're going to be civilized about
good
this.
Or... Both... All colors can be good or evil, depending on how... You know, there
just
are... There is
space the true neutral.
The true neutral?
The true neutral.
It sits in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Okay, let's go to the next question.
Okay. Ira Chrisman... Okay, it asked to me, if you could add anything to the game of Magic, creative rules, what would you add? I think we already answered this question, right? We get it.
Well, I mean, the four
I
that,
mean,
is there anything that you would love?
Space.
Is there anything that you would always say, oh, it would always be fun if Magic had done such and such? Like, is there something you've seen in other games that you would like Magic to have?
We've seen apps.
Okay, we got apps.
I gave you all my advice on
Okay.
What's another thing? Okay, Bruce Warnsby at Han Warrior asks, what are you most excited to study at college? And, of course, good luck. Thank you.
Okay, what are you most excited to study at college?
Study. I mean, yeah. For those of you who don't know, yeah. So, I'm going to a school that's much more, like, artsier. It's in Chicago. So, like, that's all. That's cool. So, it's very, very big. I'm excited for, because they have a lot of, like, theater stuff. So, I'm kind of excited to go, like,
You want to study theater. You think that'd be cool.
They do have some ASL. Which is not going to be something I'm going to, like, get a degree
in. Tell people, people might not know what ASL is.
Oh, American Sign Language. I say ASL is like, do you know what ASL is? There's other kinds of sign language.
You
but
studied
like
that
American
in high school, right?
Sign language. Yeah, I did it. There wasn't a middle school. I did in my freshman year of high school, my sophomore year of high school, I moved schools, and then I took another one in the fall of senior year.
You took one or two?
I took, like, two and, like, a half. Two and three-fourths at my original high school. I moved schools and I took an ASL at Running Start.
But that was your foreign language.
Community college.
That was your foreign language.
Yeah, kind of. So, but, I mean, I'm excited because I'm not going to get a degree and I'm not going to, like, interpret or anything, but it's really cool to learn. Like, right now I have to learn sign language for camp because I'm working at Performing Arts Camp for the summer.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing songs and stuff, and I decided to help teach Waving Through a Window from Dear Evan Hansen, but it's sign language, so I have to teach myself that first so I can teach other people.
Okay, that's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know, study. There's other things I'm excited to like see that's like not studying. Like I told Sarah, I'm bringing her to like the Nutella Cafe.
Yeah,
she loves that. I'll bring him to the Bean, which the original name is Cloudgate.
Okay.
If you want a fun fact, tell your friends. That's the original name. It's Cloudgate.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in Chicago. I think you'll see all sorts of cool stuff. And lots of pizza.
Comma Suplex at Ed Burke 37 asks, what is the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything?
Okay, we're going to touch your geekiness now.
42.
Oh, hey! Very good.
I've read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That was
Have you?
That was a book club book.
Oh, okay.
That was the dad. That was Father's Day book club book.
I picked it.
Book.
I picked it.
Wow.
Right. I forgot I even
read that. Wow, yeah, you made me read this book.
I did, because it's good. You should read it.
I did read this book.
Okay. Well, I'm happy.
You sat down with me.
My little geeky dad heart is proud whenever you know answers to geeky questions. So.
Yeah, I know. I remember nothing else about this book except for that one ship who controlled itself and wanted to commit suicide. That's the only thing I remember about this book. 42 okay. And the suicide ship. That's all I remember about this book. Okay. Jake Boss at Jake Boss MTG asked, 10 years ago, Twitter was barely a thing and social media was simpler. How do you think communications will continue to change over the next 10 years, and how do you think it will affect society? Ooh. How has communications changed, like, since you did it? Because you went to a school that, like, it was like, one of like, the only schools that had communication. Now every college is
correct. When I went to school for communications, there were 4 colleges in the country dedicated to teaching communications.
Now everybody
teaches communications. When I went to school, there was no internet, for example. Like, the internet wasn't
back
a thing
by,
yet.
Eh?
Back in my day. So, I mean, like just to talk about, when I went to school to now, like, the internet happened. That's a pretty big change to how communication works.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of funny, when I was growing up, my mom would talk about how when they got their first TV, like, you had a, like, before you were 8, you never had a television?
Yeah,
anyway.
A television.
So, till I was in my 20s, I didn't have the internet.
Well, when I was born, because I was born in, like, 2000, so, like, it was, like, CDs and stuff, and I remember when I was 8, I got, like, the iPod, like, Nano, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. That was, like, my first, like, big present. I was 8. They were like, you'll get an iPod Nano. I'm like,
yeah, you were
so
very excited.
How would it affect society? I mean, there's already so much. I don't know where we're going to get further. I did see this, I saw this one cool thingy that someone said, just, like, you know, how to think about the future and stuff, and someone said, if someone told you right now that, you know, you could record smells, that would sound just as crazy as you telling someone back, you know, in the 1920s, you could, like, record, like, sound or whatever. Now we think, like, you know, recording smells, ridiculous. But that's what they thought back then, like, recording sound, ridiculous. So it's, like, it's just, you know, like, we think of it as, like, crazy, but in the future, it could be, like, totally possible. I'm like, whoa, why didn't we think of this? So it's always changing, and you can't really ever, like, predict stuff. Like, my mom's always saying, like, don't stand near the microwave. And we're like, okay, because we think back then, because these people thought cigarettes, you know, were not harmful. And now we think, well, no, they're harmful. My mom's like, well, you know, they could be, like, you know, radiation from the microwave, and you could, like, die. So, okay. Ben Keel at Ben Keel, Ben with 2 N's and then Keel, asked Mauro, what's a positive change you've observed in primary education since you went to college?
A change in primary education?
Primary education. That's, like, that's secondary. Primary? Like, elementary school?
Yeah, do they mean elementary school?
Well, answer. I mean, education.
The biggest thing, watching my kids go through school, I don't know, it's weird. In some ways, there's a lot of similarities. In other ways, like, somehow math doesn't work the way math used to. That's one of my biggest frustrations as a parent.
Math keeps changing, yeah.
They keep changing how math works.
I hate that. Math is just one way. The Incredibles 2, like, just came out in this timeline before we're releasing this, like, 2 months later. But I remember the one scene from, like, the trailer where the dad's trying to teach the son about math, and he goes, it keeps changing. He goes, how does it keep changing? It's math. And I'm like, I feel you, my good man. I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, they keep searching. The thing that I like, that's, for example, like, Rachel, when you did, the idea of, you know, you went to a school that, like, you did internships, and it's project-based, and it wasn't grades, and I think that's kind of the future. I think what you were doing is the future. But
yeah, we're doing pretty cool. Okay, last question.
Okay, last question.
Wes at BRKN Planeswalker, Walker without an E at the end, asks, why isn't there a legendary squirrel match at the gathering? Good question, Wes.
That is a fine question.
Yeah, gotta catch up. Gotta get that squirrel, gotta get that space, gotta get that app, gotta get that convention.
So we need a lot of work to do. Space squirrel.
Yes, I am working on it.
I am working on a legendary squirrel.
Like the Ice Age squirrel, but in space. He's been in space before, you know?
Yes, he has been.
To
answer this question more seriously, I'm trying to get squirrels back in Black Border. If we get squirrels in Black Border, it'll be easier for me to make a legendary squirrel. It is something I'm working on.
What's legendary mean?
Legendary means it's a specific character. Like there's one of them. So anyway, cool. I believe it's more a matter of when than if. I think eventually we'll get there, but it's going to take some work to get there. So anyway, I just want to wrap up today. We're now parked at work. And so, Rachel, we're going to miss you on the show. And
I know you can't see us, but we're hugging in the car.
We're hugging. You can't see that. And I know Rachel's going to have an awesome time at college. I'll keep you guys in the loop as we learn what's going on.
You can try and get trips so you can come.
Yeah, I got to go see you. Anyway.
Mom will let you travel more if it's to go see me.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to wrap up for today. But anyway, we enjoyed this final replies from Rachel. Ooh. And we'll see you guys all next time. So we're at parked at work, so we all know what that means. Means it's the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.